This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, asking you to study with us for just a little while today from Acts 24, verses 24 and 25. We've already been studying on this a couple of days, noting that this man, Felix, who was the governor of Rome in this particular province, had before him Paul as a prisoner, the Apostle Paul, and Paul preached to him. Let us just read together from Acts 24, verses 24 and 25. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness and self-control and the judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time, and when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Already we have studied in this particular instance, noting that it was a preaching-listening situation, that there was an audience, a very distinguished audience, the Roman governor and his wife. The man's name was Felix and his wife Drusilla. And there was a very courageous and outstanding preacher, the Apostle Paul, a man who is a prisoner, therefore faced the possibility of death, and therefore faced the temptation to water down the message of the gospel and not give them the real truth that they needed. But here was a man who was willing to preach the truth in the face even of prison or death. Then we noted there was a sermon, and we've noted that the basic theme of that sermon was the faith in Christ. This simply means that he preached to him the gospel being that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life, and all the rest of the message of the New Testament. But now it isn't enough to simply preach that God is good and that Christ loves us and that we're lost in sin. There is a need for the preacher to be explicit with the particular people who are listening to him. Now, Paul did that. He made application to his hearers. And as we read in the Bible, we see that there was a threefold application made to those hearers. First of all, he preached to them concerning righteousness. This no doubt means that he preached to them concerning the necessity of being free from sin, free from the guilt of sin. The Apostle Paul, this same man, in writing to the church at Rome, said in Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the ordinance or the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Now you can see there that he is saying that we are made free from sin not by the law of Moses, but by God sending his Son into the world and our living in obedience to the message which Christ gave us. We are saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. The Bible makes clear in Romans chapter 3, verses 24 to 27, that people during the Old Testament time, when there was no blood that had been shed that could wash away sins, could be saved only typically or symbolically with God passing over their sins, but that the blood of Christ was sufficient to forgive not only the sins of those who lived during the gospel age, but of those who had been faithful during the Old Testament age. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 15. "For a death having taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant." The only way you and I can attain unto righteousness is by the blood of Christ. Apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. "But the blood of animals cannot take away sin, for the writer of Hebrews declared in Hebrews 10 and 4, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin." My friends, you simply cannot be saved apart from the blood of Jesus Christ. And the only way you can come under the saving power of the blood of Christ is in obedience to the gospel. Faith in him as the Son of God. Repentance, change of mind, a confession of your faith in him as the Son of God, committing yourself to a life of obedience to him, and being obedient to him and being baptized unto the remission of your sins. But our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. Be back again tomorrow. And until then, may God bless and keep you is my prayer.